Authentic performance practice has led to performances on original instruments at original pitch, articulation, and tempo. But what would it be like if we went back to original audience behavior too? Fanny Burney's accounts of London concerts give an insight into concert behavior of the 18th century. The audience made a great effort to look at their best. Dressed in the highest style, there was much admiration for the music, but everyone talked continuously. People arrived at any time. It was not considered rude to arrive late at a concert. As a result of this, the crowd-pleasing pieces were often played at the end of the programme. Sitting quietly and listening was not the norm. In 1840, the pianist Alexander Dreyerstrock was criticised for playing so loudly that it made it difficult for the ladies to talk. If we flinch at clapping between movements, how would we feel if other pieces were inserted between the movements, as they were in 1830 when Chopin played his E minor piano concerto in Warsaw, or in 1806 at the premiere of Beethoven's violin concerto in Vienna, when the soloist, Clement, played the first movement before the interval and after the interval entertained the audience playing a sonata on one string and then with the violin held upside down before embarking on the next two movements. Going to the opera in Baroque times was a social occasion. The auditorium was as well lit as the stage, so the audience could mingle during the performance, play cards, and catch up on gossip. Charles Burney, in his travels, found the Italian opera audiences even more lively than the London, with wealthy families having their own box at the opera where they would eat, entertain, and even conduct business, making it very difficult to hear any of the music from the stage. The Italian diplomat, Maggiolotti, noted that the most delightful music was played before the opera, and as a result, some people came early to enjoy this agreeable amusement. What he was talking about was the overture. Here, in the overture to his opera Zenobia, Tommasini Albinoni adds a trumpet solo to grab the attention of the noisy, socializing opera patrons. Charivari Agriable and K. Ming Ing play the overture to Albinoni's Zenobia. Thank you. was the overture to Zenobia by Albinoni, Charivari Agriabla, performed under K. Ming Ng. To hear this bonbon again, please go to the FMR website and click on Anna's Baroque Bonbons. FMR 101.3.